Throughout the middle of March, it's the Music Now Festival here in Cincinnati. 2015 marks the 10th anniversary of these performances to showcase brand new music in all kinds of styles and genres and visual art installations as well. The artistic director of the festival is Cincinnati-born Bryce Dessner, who usually works with the band The National. In fact, he'll be doing exactly that on the stage of Music Hall with Louis Langre and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra this upcoming weekend. And Bryce Dessner is here with us on the phone. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Nice to hear from you. It's great to have a conversation.
Okay, well, listen, before we get to that particular collaboration, let's talk about the overall Music Now Festival. You've been involved with this the whole time, haven't you?
I founded the festival in 2006, yeah, so it was something that I kind of dreamt up and have been taking care of the last 10 years.
What's the reason for doing it? I mean, what did you felt that you needed to do with this?
I grew up in Cincinnati, and I moved away when I was 18 to go to college and have lived on the East Coast or in Europe ever since. And that came at a time in my career where it felt like a good moment to kind of give back to the city. And it was also at a time, I think, artistically where doing some programming, some sort of programming that really focus on new work and on collaboration and on new commissions was something that the country and the city could really need. And I think it's been something that we've really worked on hard over the last 10 years, and it's been just sort of a really fun project as well.
And usually when you think of a festival like this, you mentioned East Coast and you think of West Coast too. Is it hard to get people to come here to Cincinnati for the festival?
It isn't, actually. I benefit a little bit from having a lot of friends. So the festival has become quite well known amongst artists as kind of an artist-friendly festival that's about the work and taking risks and making challenges for yourself that maybe would be harder to do in a big media capital like Los Angeles or New York. So people are drawn to it, at least for the experience. We don't really present bands on tour and just a sort of normal gig type thing you might see at a big outdoor summer festival. It usually tends to be kind of special one-off collaborations, or in the case of the work we're doing at the symphony, it's a lot of new commissions and new collaborations. Yeah, it's not so hard. I always try to make it something that's fun for people and don't push an artist to come if it doesn't feel like something that fits really well in their year.
Well, let's talk about this Friday. You and your band, The National, will be performing with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Now, is this something that you do frequently? You play with a whole symphony orchestra?
The National is a rock band. And so, no, typically we travel with two great brass players who are a big part of what we do. And the records traditionally had a lot of orchestration, even for orchestra or string orchestra. And so there is a kind of orchestral sound to our music, but we've avoided playing with orchestras because it tends to be a difficult situation where you don't get a lot of rehearsal, and we're in the fortunate position of being able to do big shows on our own. And so it's not necessarily something that we've been interested in the past. I work a lot, you know, I have a classical background, so I compose a lot for orchestra. And ever since this new partnership, you know, it's been the second year of the festival that we're in full partnership with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and Louis Langre is a really visionary director, and it's been really fun working with him. And so that's why we're doing this, is it felt like a great time to do a project with orchestra. So yeah, it's actually a first that we'll have been performing on stage with a full orchestra.
The piece you're doing then, I understand this is a brand new piece, so a world premiere with the CSO?
Yeah, what we're doing is we have worked on six songs, myself and then another composer, Nico Muley, who is going to be appearing at the festival as well. And we've arranged those songs to play with the orchestra. So they're brand new arrangements of existing songs. So they're songs that people will be familiar with, but we've done them and really fleshed them out to play with the orchestra. But I would like to call attention to it. I think what's interesting about the program is that the band will be playing with the orchestra, but we're really meeting them on their own terms. We're going to be programming on Friday night. They're performing works by Varez and John Adams. There's a really exciting new commission by a young composer named Caroline Shaw. And similarly, on Saturday night, we have a great Icelandic composer, Daniel Bjarnason, who has written a new piece for the Symphony Orchestra. So I think what is unique about this year's festival is we're really kind of integrating song into the actual orchestra concert. Rather than being a rock band meets orchestra sort of event, it's really kind of meeting the orchestra on their own terms and embracing what they do so well.
One of the pieces on the Friday night program is from John Adams, Short Ride in a Fast Machine. And in a lot of ways, that's kind of almost a rock number, not just your typical Viennese German classical piece of music.
Yeah, John Adams is a visionary American composer who's obviously, for anyone who's writing orchestral music in America, he's kind of a reference point. He's a really influential, just very interesting, unique guy. And so his work tends to blend many things. I think he's an element of a kind of American minimalist approach, but also things much more romantic and lyrical in his work. So he felt like a natural fit for this program to include a work of his.
And then on Saturday, there's a collaborative composition called Planetarium. You're involved in that. And who are the other composers for that?
Planetarium is a collaborative song cycle that I wrote with my friend Sufjan Stevens. He's a great American folk singer. And then Nico Muhly, who I mentioned before, is a really exciting young American composer. He's written tons for orchestra and choir, and I believe the youngest American composer to ever receive a Met Opera Commission in New York, which he did 2 years ago. And so we created this piece called Planetarium, which is a piece, actually, is a kind of a Music Now story that was premiered at Music Now, I believe, in 2012. And so we're bringing it back and sort of selections from it. It's a 60-minute work that we've toured all over the world, but we're going to be doing about a 25-minute selection of it with the orchestra. It was originally conceived for strings and brass ensemble, and so we've expanded that to really use the full force of the Cincinnati Orchestra.
And could you also talk about the opening act? It's So Percussion, and they'll also be appearing with the CSO then.
So we've invited So Percussion. They're a percussion quartet that are just incredibly virtuosic and exciting. They are quite well known for performing the works of composers like Steve Reich, and then another American composer who's one of our favorites, who's worked with us a bunch at Music Now, is David Lang, who won the Pulitzer a few years ago, and he has written a concerto for four percussion instruments and orchestra called Man Made that is really, really dynamic and interesting. And so they'll be appearing with the orchestra, and then we have that Saturday night, and they'll also be opening that show with another work, actually of mine, that's called Music for Wood and Strings. That is, they play these handmade instruments that are sound a little bit like hammered dulcimer. So percussion is really a group that is worth seeing.
With everything that's going on with you, I mean, you've got your band, The National, your compositions being played over the weekend with the CSO. Just putting all this together, do you actually get a chance to catch the music, actually enjoy the festival yourself?
I think what's special about Music Now is it's a very informal event. So the artists mix with the audience, and it's really kind of something we enjoy, is that it doesn't feel like a giant rock festival where there's security. It's we're all eating at the same places and getting our drinks in the same places. And so, yeah, for sure, I get to see most of the music, and I'll just run on stage when I have to.
What do you say to the longtime typical Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra fan? What do you say to them? These are people who might, I guess, have an allergy to bands, to rock bands.
The idea here is the collaboration comes out of the same love and respect for the great orchestral repertoire that a subscription member for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra would have, is that for all of us, we're very passionate about Beethoven and Mahler and all the great orchestra music. And I think that part of what makes the tradition so exciting is that it's a living tradition, and that it's something that young composers are constantly responding to, and that more and more of those people are coming from mixed educations, where it might be someone who's self-taught, who is playing in a rock band, but is really doing things that are more related to orchestral music than, say, 60s rock music or something. Or vice versa, you'll find fully classical, Juilliard-educated musicians who are doing arrangement or working with things that might be slightly outside of the normal classical repertoire. And I think that Music Now, we don't pay much attention to the issues of kind of division of genre or where things might sit in the kind of academic context. We just like good music. And I think that's true of the people that are going to hear the symphony. They're seeing it because they just love hearing good, detailed, really stunning performances. And that's what we're celebrating as well.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about the upcoming performances. We've been speaking with Bryce Dessner, who is the artistic director of the Music Now Festival here in town and performing this weekend with Louis Langres and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Should be a really good time. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
It's what you always say, you're fireproof. I wish I